Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief. Back. Here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I ain't go nowhere. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. We've been hanging out for an hour already. The show gets started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So if you're on the East Coast, good. The West Coast, good. Somewhere in between, absolutely awesome. Good. You want to holler? It's easy, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm everywhere on the internet at JR Sport Brief. You can listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to find out who the NBA MVP is later on this hour. It's going to be announced via Turner. Congratulations. In about an hour from now, the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers are going to go at it. In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to talk some NFL. How about this? There's always news with the Chiefs, right? This is what happens when you're good, I guess. Travis Kelce has a new show. You heard me correctly. I guess when you date. What's this woman's name? Taylor Swift. You get TV shows all of a sudden. And then there's another guy on the Chiefs. He's on TV for all the wrong reasons. Absolutely terrible. His name is Rashee Rice. And Rashee Rice is on television because he allegedly commits crimes. Like, that's what the hell is going on. Anyway. To talk about everything going on in Kansas City, the good, the bad, the ugly, the in-between, we're going to have a chat with my main man coming from Kansas City. Carrington Harrison is going to join us. You hear him here on the Infinity Sports Network on the weekends. Well, we know he does local radio out in Kansas City. He's going to join us in about 18 minutes. So I look forward to that conversation. Also, it is Wednesday. In an hour from now, outside of talking about the NBA MVP, I can't wait to hear who it is. I'm going to give you a top six list. You think about it, the finalists for the NBA MVP, there's not one American. There's Jokic, who's Serbian. There's Doncic, who's Slovenian. And Hickey, I was going to say, help me out again. And then we got a Canadian in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think just it's a foregone conclusion, I believe, that Jokic is going to win his third in a row here. Hickey, who do you think is going to win MVP?
I'm with you. Jokic, the only real question is what's the voting gap going to be? Like, I do think Shai's going to finish second, But out of the, I think it's 100 votes, I would say Jokic, my guess would be 75 at least, maybe 80.
75, 80%?
I think so.
Yeah, I agree. Nobody's, they're not going to give it to Luka. One day, Luka Doncic, I think, is going to walk away with MVP. And not today. Not today. And you, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I don't know if he'll ever win it, but he's certainly in the conversation. You know, we talked about this last hour of the show. OKC smacked around Dallas 117-95 yesterday. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 29 points, also chipped in a career-high playoff assist with 9, had 9 rebounds. Throughout the entire NBA season, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander finished the year with 30 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. He's only 25 years old. You know, last week I told you he was one of my top stars, future stars here in the NBA, and damn it, the guy has arrived. And I still find it so difficult to believe for a guy coming out of Kentucky via Canada. He had one season with the Clippers. Remember this? They traded him to OKC so Paul George could team up with Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers and tell me how that's worked out. If you ask Paul George, Paul George would tell you, oh, I think the trade was good for both. Do you think so? Paul George, are you serious right now? I mean, oft-injured Paul George, and God bless Paul George. If you think about this season, he actually showed up to work. It's the same Paul George who I think season after season, it's just, I don't know, they call him a playoff P, and he's missing an, I don't know. He played 74 games this year. Good. Averaged 22 points. He might not even be a Clipper for next season. He's looking for a contract extension. So please tell me how this trade worked out for both sides. What if, Hickey, help me, what if the Clippers won?
They won 2 series. They went to their first ever Western Conference final 2 years ago. Remember that?
That's the high mark?
That is the high water mark. They went to the Western Conference Finals without Kawhi Leonard.
Ugh.
Yeah.
When you have Kawhi, and then Russell Westbrook added a little bit later. Oh, that's right. James Harden added a little bit later. When you add Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and you put them on the same team, and you do this, I don't know, 4 years ago, you know what the expectation is? Championship. Steve Ballmer, Mr. Microsoft, net worth of, Hickey, I'm guessing, $118 billion. You think I'm right?
Well, it may have gone up the last time. What was it, last week we talked about it? So I'm sure that's gone up. So maybe 118.5.
We gotta check it out every time. Let's see. I said 118. You said 0.5?
Yeah, I mean, crank it up a little bit.
Up 4. He went up 4.
Oh, there it is.
Well, he's almost at 1. A matter of fact, he's a little north of that. He's almost at 123. How about that?
Look at this guy.
You know how much my net worth has gone up in the past week, Hickey?
Same as Bombers, 4%?
No, it's going down 4%. This guy went from, hey, last week, what was your net worth? Oh, just 118. Well, what are you today? Oh, just 122. And this man, he can't give me 100? 100? Hickey, if I reach out to the Clippers front office and I say, tell Steve Ballmer to give me money, what happens? Do I get, like, cursed out, ignored, laughed at? What happens?
I would say none of the above. You probably get no response, is my guess.
Okay. All right.
Which is, by the way,
hey,
not a no.
Hey, I have my ways. I know people I work over there. I have my ways. Need to holler at this man
just
about this.
Just a rounding error. That's all you need.
Oh, a rounding? I don't know. I don't need no mistakes. Man, need to give me some money.
That's what I'm saying. Just a rounding error in the budget that you benefit from. That's all.
Oh.
Well, make sure it sounds like the Jaguars guy.
Don't say that, Hickey. I don't need the IRS looking for me, okay? You talking about the guy with the Jacksonville Jaguars who stole money from the team?
who incurred a few rounding errors for himself.
And how long is he in prison? He's in prison now, right?
Yeah, he's in prison. I got to look it up. I want to say it's not as long as you think.
Here we go. Jaguars guy, prison. Let's see.
Amit, should be like 20 years.
Pop right up. Amit Patel. Sentenced to 6. I laughed. I'm not. It's not funny. 6. Yeah, it is. 6.5 years for stealing $22 million. How the hell you steal $22 million from the people who pay you? and nobody saw this? Wow. Anyway, Steve Ballmer, that's not how I want my money. I need my money up front. I don't need to steal it. I don't need nobody to send it to me. And, you know, it'd be a better decision than trading for Paul George, because Steve Ballmer would be better off in the long run right now by keeping Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. This man is in the MVP conversation. He might be the MVP in about 30 minutes from now. I don't think that's going to be the case, but he ain't going anywhere. He's one of the most efficient players in the NBA. He goes to the basket anytime he wants. He's shooting 8, 9, 10 free throws a game. Nobody could stop him. He's 6'6". This ain't no small-ass point guard. He's not one of these 6'3 guys. I mean, if Jalen Brunson was big as him, Jalen Brunson be the absolute best player in the NBA, and Jalen Brunson is doing it. He's barely 6 feet tall. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, this man, is a problem. And if you ask Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, his approach to basketball is to get better every single game.
Every game is an opportunity to learn and get better, and that's how we view it. Win, lose, or draw. Tonight we obviously came out on the good side of things, but there's things we can learn from, the things we'll try to get better at for game two.
That's after last night. I don't know what the hell else he can do. Now, Hickey, I will tell you this. As great as he is and his profile is on the rise, I think he's the face of Skims. Did you see that? The underwear?
I didn't know he's the face.
Oh.
Wow, look at him.
I mean, big time. He's the guy wearing Kim Kardashian's underwear in the ad, right? I don't know nobody else wearing her underwear.
Does she just do underwear? Because that outfit yesterday that he wore, the leather kind of looked like it could also fit like in a Skims commercial.
I don't know anything about this stuff.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe, you know, I'm going to go with that, because otherwise if he picked that out of his closet, like with his own mind.
Oh.
Yeah, questions.
Is it underwear? Is it shapewear? Like what does she do? I don't know.
I guess shape. I think it's both. I don't know. You're talking to the wrong guy when it comes to Skims. I just know she is the official sponsor. I don't know if it's underwear sponsor or a sponsor, but she does sponsor the NBA.
It is. I know. How about that?
Big press conference, her and Adam Silver.
Hey, listen, if you hang out with Ray J, things work out for you, I guess.
Maybe that's why we're not rich.
Oh, well, I need to make a tape.
I didn't say that. Just, you know, okay. You hang around him. Good things happen, I guess.
With Ray J? Last time I saw Ray J, he was selling glasses with no lenses in it.
Wow, that was his... Really?
That looks like Kim Kardashian is maybe doing better than him, I think.
I would say so. That's what he's pushing. Wow.
She a billionaire, right?
I believe. I'm assuming so.
Well, they love... Whoa, that family, they love athletes. She was just with Odell, and she was married to Chris Humphries, and... Kanye West is not an athlete, was there somebody else?
She was at the roast with all athletes for Tom Brady over the weekend.
Was she scouting team?
Maybe. she had a few jokes go her way, that's for sure.
They were laughing at her.
Yes. Think,
not laughing with her.
Well, she had some good jokes, so we'll give her credit. She got up there.
She didn't make any of them dirty jokes about Hernandez, did she?
No, she stayed away from that.
Oh, I'm sure. Don't want to mess up the Skims contract. Don't want to offend Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Congratulations to this dude. I just don't know how much better he's going to get. I mean, when you think about the players in the league, Anthony Edwards is 22 years old. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got him by, 3 years. What is he going to do, become just a knockdown shooter? He's pretty good of a shooter already. I mean, unless he moves his three-point percentage to about 40, He's good. Congratulations to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Now we just wait. Later on in this hour, we're going to find out whether or not he's MVP here in the NBA. He's representing Canada. Luka representing Slovenia. And then you also have the Joker, Serbia. International players just owning the NBA. And so next hour, I'm going to give you a top six list. We'll talk about the best international players ever in the NBA. But, hey, Shai Gilgeous, he's an athlete on the rise. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get into some football before we find out who the MVP is on TNT in a bit. We're going to go to Kansas City. We're going to talk to my main man, Carrington Harrison. I want to know from him, what the hell is going on with the champions? Are they a drama show? The locker rooms, the players hate them. Travis Kelce is hanging out with, what's her face? Swift. He's hanging out with Swift. Rashee Rice is a bad dude. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce says he's drinking lots of beer. I don't know what's going on in Kansas City. It's like they need a reality show. We're going to talk to Carrington about everything going on with them on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What an appropriate song in a Ferrari, a Jaguar. Oh, that's right. Rashee Rice was in a Lamborghini. Forget it. Anyway, right before we went to break, we talked about players that were like on an upswing. You know, there's a couple of guys who could win NBA MVP in a few minutes. A guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, I don't know. I don't think he'll win it, but he's on the upswing. There's a lot going on in Kansas City right now. For the Chiefs, yeah, the team that just won the Super Bowl. They got a guy driving a Lamborghini in the Metroplex, and then he wants to allegedly punch a photographer. There's things going on with the locker room and what the players were promised. Travis Kelce is dating a superstar, and now he got a new show, and Patrick Mahomes is trying to let people know that he's not drinking Coors Light all day. They're calling the owner a cheapskate. So we had to bring on someone who could talk about it all from Kansas City. He hosts The Drive, 610 Sports AM in Kansas City. You could also hear him here on the weekends on the Infinity Sports Network. It's my main man, Carrington Harrison. Carrington, how you doing, man?
JR, first off, you know I got love for you, but I don't know why you're trying to paint this picture like things are so grim in Kansas City. The last two Super Bowls, the Chiefs have won both of them, so sure. The Chiefs have a little bit of problems, but what dynasty doesn't have a problem? We watched a whole 10-hour documentary where one of the players in the middle of the season went to Las Vegas just in the middle of the season. During the NBA Finals, they had a player who went to go wrestle with the NWO. I'm watching Dynasty right now with the New England Patriots. They had a man who was catching passes and catching bodies at the same
Dennis Rodman.
It is not that bad in Kansas City.
Who said anything about painting a grim picture or anything being bad? I didn't say such a thing. I didn't say nothing bad.
I heard the open, JR. You was painting like it's just lawless.
Listen, man. You should see what I do. You should see what I do when I'm not in the studio, okay? That's like first of all, there's one bad thing. And that's the idiot, Rashee Rice, okay? Everybody else having a beer, fine by me. Being in the TV show, fine by me. The owner being a cheapskate, debatable. But the one idiot that I got to say is Rashee Rice, man. What's the deal with this dude? This is someone who looked like he can grow into a 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns every year, and he's racing in Dallas, and then he's going out to clubs while he's facing 8 felony counts. Like, what's the latest with this man, and what might his immediate future look like when it comes to football?
That's a really good question, JR. I'm just imagining that you have an OG, right? I got an OG. Like, you got a mentor. You got an uncle. You got a big bro that's going to sit you down at some point and tell you, yo, JR, you messing up. Like, you're messing up the money. Like, we're talking about a receiver. We just saw the contract that Calvin Ridley got. I mean, that's a very realistic possibility for Rashee Rice. And now you're playing Fast and the Furious? And this was in the middle of the day. He did this at 4 o'clock p.m. in Dallas, Texas. Obviously a terrible decision. He's driving 119 miles an hour, and then you allude to it. I don't have any problem with guys that want to go out. I go out from time to time. You go out from time to time. There's nothing wrong with that. Bro, you have multiple $1 million lawsuits on your head right now, and you are at Lit Kitchen at 2:30 in the morning on a Monday. Like, bro, what are you doing? So the backstory is, I guess he was at the club. It was some photographer. The photographer got too close to him. They had a little physical altercation. He denies it. I mean, it's at the club. You and I have both been there before. They got, somebody has videos. Somebody has something.
TMZ getting it soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, we'll find out what happens. It's just, it's mind-blowing. We all have made mistakes, right? We're talking about a 22, 23-year-old individual who has been given a whole lot of money. And, you know, you guys just won the Super Bowl. You're going back home. First off, you got to get away from Dallas, Texas. You have gotten in trouble 2 times in the last 45 days, and we haven't even started the summer. They haven't even opened up the pools yet. We haven't even got to where it's really going up outside. It just doesn't make any sense how he's found himself in that situation. I would take his car keys from him, and he needs to sit inside for the rest of the summer.
Do you think, I've heard that he might, and this is prior to the alleged incident on Monday night, I've heard that he was expected to potentially miss half the season. Is there any word there?
Yeah, no, we haven't heard anything. James Palmer, formerly of NFL Network, he was the one that had that report that the Chiefs. So Brett Veach came on our station earlier today. He was on the morning show, and he said, and Brett Veach, the general manager, said that the Chiefs are treating it like he is an injured player, like they're not going to have him for the early part of the season. The one part I struggle with all of this is none of us know when the suspension is going to happen. Like, you think about Alvin Kamara. Remember, Alvin Kamara got into that fight in Vegas, and it took him a little bit for the suspension. So I think we all agree that Rice is going to be suspended at some point this season. I'm just not 100% sure of when it's going to be. Could it be week one? Possibly. Could it be week 6 through week 8? None of us know with the National Football League. I wish that it was black and white, but I think we all know that the NFL, when it comes to this, there definitely is shades of gray in all of this. So I'm just not sure of when he's going to be suspended.
Carrington Harrison is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Someone who doesn't have to worry about his future immediate, a couple of years down the line, is Travis Kelce. We know that he got an additional 2 years and almost $35 million tacked on to his current deal. What is the expectation for him as he continues to get older? And how much of a commitment is this? Is this a favor? Obviously, you don't want him to go anywhere, but you commit that amount of money, you're expecting production from a guy who just had his worst season in basically forever.
I mean, I think this was a, hey, Travis, we understand what you mean to us as an organization. We understand that you have made financial sacrifices to be on this team. I mean, Travis Kelce has never been the highest paid tight end in the National Football League. This season, Travis Kelce didn't have guaranteed money attached to his deal. So I know, like, the outside, you kind of read it as, hey, he got a 2-year extension. This really was, so his contract now gives him a raise for this year. It now, so, and then you have a fully guaranteed deal for this upcoming season. He then gets guaranteed money for next year. So a lot of this wasn't about extending him, you know, for the next 4 years. It was about taking care of him short term for the next 2 years and then seeing what happens after that.
Well, Carrington, we know the guy who throws the passes around out there is Patrick Mahomes, and he's still playing on a 45 mil per at this point in time with whatever bonuses he has thrown in there. And we know the highest salary is at 55 in Joe Burrow. Is there an expectation at some point that he's going to ride the wave or he's going to look to be the highest paid, or is he going to say, hey, I like this because we can spread the money around and win?
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Mahomes just got another contract extension, so they actually reworked his contract less than a year ago. So he signed that massive deal, 3 years ago now, the big one, 10 years, $450 million, which is a little bit different, but I don't want to get too deep into the numbers. But he actually just renegotiated his deal to kind of keep in line with the current market. And then if you kind of look at the way that it's structured, probably in 4 years they'll have that same conversation again. I would describe his contract as living. That there is an open line of communication that whenever Patrick is unhappy about his deal, they will sit down, they will talk about it, and they will rework it. So I understand how it looks that you keep seeing these big contracts getting signed, but Patrick's contract, this really isn't something that comes up. I mean, Chris Jones' contract obviously was a big deal in Kansas City this past offseason. Kelsey's deal has been a big point of conversation because he's never been the highest paid guy. Patrick's deal, I think it's kind of known in Kansas City. Hey, Patrick is fine. He understands that he makes a lot of money off the field. He's certainly not hurting for any money, and both sides are always working together.
And Carrington Harrison is joining us from The Drive, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. With all this money talk that's thrown around, we've heard over the past couple of months that the Chiefs, from an ownership perspective, people are looking at the Hunts and saying that they're cheapskates. And what's going on with that and the locker room scenario? Fill us in.
I mean, he absolutely is. I don't want to call him a cheapskate. I would say cutting corners, pinching pennies. That sounds a little bit better. They call it him a cheapskate. So there was a story. So the NFL players, they basically do, like everybody's job, they do some anonymous survey where they can talk about their employer. So one of the players said that they were told as a team, hey, after the Super Bowl, we're going to renovate you guys' locker room. We're going to take care of you guys. But then they won the Super Bowl, and then they didn't have enough time to do it. So all they got were new chairs in the facility. There was another story where Patrick Mahomes was shooting an interview, and they don't have air conditioning in the practice facility.
Oh my God.
Pat kind of got upset about it, and then he kind of stormed off and all of that. So, I mean, there's no question that the Chiefs could spend more money. This is where I will defend the Chiefs just a little bit here as an organization. They know that no one wants to hear millionaire players complain about their work conditions. They know that. In college, you think about it, they have to give you the nice locker room because they can't pay you directly, right? So that's why Alabama can have a $200 million facility to practice and do all this stuff, because they use that money to attract athletes. In the NFL, they already pay you a salary. And then no one wants to hear them complain, oh, hey, I don't like certain things about my job, when the general public is going to tell you, shut up and go back to work. Heck, even here in Kansas City, that's what people were telling them. Hey, you guys want to win championships, and we win championships. So, hey, we'll figure it out. I mean, right now, they don't have plans to completely renovate the practice facility.
Yeah,
so.
who needs air conditioning? Share a jock strap. Here's a 50-cent for Gatorade. Wow.
I mean, JR, if you think about it, it's kind of like that one scene from Major League. You remember whenever, early in Major League One, the plane was all messed up, the hot tub was all messed up. I mean, that's basically Kansas City.
Well, Carrington, this is a larger issue. This would affect the fans. There's been a lot of conversations about whether or not a new stadium is going to go up out there near Kauffman, whether or not it's going to move to the Kansas side. What's the latest there? Are the fans going to put their foot down? What's up?
So there was a tax that was proposed. So basically, I live in Jackson County. I live in Kansas City, Missouri. Everything you buy there is a tax, and that money goes directly to the team. So that money is going to expire in 2031. The Chiefs and the Royals wanted to extend that tax for another 40 years. And JR, they lost everywhere across the Kansas City Metro. Nobody passed this thing. So now both sides are kind of going to the drawing board. What do we want to do? What's next? We'll certainly see what happens. I mean, both teams have to stay where they are for the next 7 years. So a lot of talk is very premature about them moving to Kansas or moving anywhere. We just kind of have to see what happens.
Wild, wild stuff. Speaking of a move, we learned today, what's the latest here with Travis Kelce? I mean, he's hanging out, obviously, with Taylor Swift. Is he going to – what's this new show? He's on a new Netflix series? What's this about?
He actually has two shows right now. So he is going to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? That's starting on Amazon this summer. And then he's doing some show on FX. I think it's called Grotesque is the name of the show. It's like some American Horror Story. I don't know. Travis Kelce is going to play two more years in the NFL. If you look at the way that his contract is structured, he has 2 years of guaranteed money left, $37 million. He's going to make the $37 million. Him and Taylor Swift, they're going to get married. They're going to have children. Uh-oh. They're going to live a very happy life.
Damn.
And then he's gonna turn into Michael Strahan or The Rock.
Wow. Well, that was good. You beat me to my next question. You gave me the answer. I was going to ask, you know, do we got another dating show coming with Travis Kelce? And you told me the answer is no. You told me no.
No, he's not. JR, he is dating the most famous person in the world. Like, it's crazy to be here. And just, you know how it is, like, Travis goes out, but now it's a lot more low-key than it was. I mean, they will go to a restaurant, and then that restaurant will say, you know, a week later, hey, Travis and them were here, they were great, we love them, they'll put it in the paper, and then you cannot get a reservation to that place afterwards. And that's basically been the last, like, 8 months in Kansas City. You find out where they were, and then no one can go to that place. They are living an incredible life. Travis Kelce has won life's lottery. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. People think he is the greatest person to ever play his position. Good looking guy. He's about to be on TV, and he's dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, very strategic maneuver for him. Congratulations, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, how about that? Well, Carrington, thank you for taking the time to hop on. What are the Chiefs doing this upcoming season, man? Are we favored for a repeat? What's the word?
I mean, JR, have you watched the AFC? Who are you worried about in the AFC? Look at Buffalo. They got their own problems. Cincinnati, T. Higgins is unhappy. Joe Burrow's talking about his ankle is still messed up. Who am I worried about? Houston?
Okay, we heard it. Carrington, where can people follow you and your work, whether it be on 610, here on Infinity, and fill us in?
Yeah, just follow me on Twitter, twitter.com, C-D-O-T Harrison, C.Harrison. I host in Kansas City every day from 2 to 6.
When Taylor Swift puts out the other breakup record, we'll be sure to have you back.
Please don't. No, you know what the one thing I don't want for him and I don't want for Travis Kelce? I don't want Travis Kelce to have some terrible breakup with Taylor Swift.
That's I don't want that either.
For everybody.
Oh, well, how's that terrible for everybody else? How?
Because you know what I don't want? I don't want Taylor Swift just banging away for an entire album about how Travis Kelce did her wrong. You don't want, JR, you will never, ever, ever not hear that song. You will hear that song from now until eternity. If you're telling me that Taylor Swift makes a I Hate Travis Kelce record, no, I don't want that.
It'll be an H&M all day, right?
All day.
That's fine. It's been a while since I've been in there. Carrington, I catch you on down the line, man. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys.
No doubt about it. That Carrington Harrison, host of The Drive on 610 Sports AM in Kansas City. Yeah, there's a lot going on out there. It really is. And when it comes to Rashee Rice, what a way to throw. Look, how can you have both of these dudes on one team? On one end, you got Rashee Rice, who is just he's trying to win Criminal of the Year. And on the other end, you got Travis Kelce, who's taking advantage of his increased fame with Taylor Swift. Like, maybe Travis Kelce can't call his guy up and say, hey, man, knock it off. He's doing better things. Doesn't need to be calling up that. Never mind, before I get in trouble. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When we come back from break, damn it, it's time to talk about the MVP in the NBA. But before we do that, it's a basketball game that's starting at the top of the hour between the New York Knicks and the Pacers. We got more basketball to get into. We'll talk about some of the top international players ever at the top of the hour as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Uh-oh. It's official. Nikola Jokic has now won his third NBA MVP award. Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets is now the NBA's MVP for the 2023-2024 season. This is his third MVP in the last four seasons. Joel Embiid won it last year. He basically got in his damn way. Otherwise, it would have been four in a row. Nikola Jokic, three MVPs. You want to know who else has three MVPs? Moses Malone, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, Larry Bird. The only individuals with more than three MVP awards, Bill Russell has four. LeBron has four. Michael Jordan has five. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has six. This is not shabby company for Nikola Jokic, who wins his third NBA MVP. We know right now the Denver Nuggets, they are not in the best of standings right now. Down 2-0 against these Minnesota Timberwolves. But he is a spectacular player. Matter of fact, he just spoke to TNT. And someone who always doesn't like the attention, he doesn't care for the spotlight, Nikola Jokic, he's on TNT. He's showing all the love in the world to his teammates.
We got to start with the teammates, you know. Without them, I'm nothing, and without them, I cannot do nothing, you know. So coaches, players, organization, medical staff, strength coaches, development coaches, you know, it's all one big circle that I cannot be whatever I am without them.
Well, that's what an MVP does, right? You give credit to everybody else. I mean, throughout the course of the season, Nikola Jokic went out there, averaged 26 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists per game, 58% shooting from the field. He played in 79 games. Right before the break, right before that, when we spoke to Carrington Harrison from Kansas City about Rashee Rice and Kelsey and all the other news involving the Kansas City Chiefs, we talked about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, talked about how great he's been for this young Oklahoma City Thunder team this year. Well, how about this? Shaquille O'Neal did not hold back. He told the now newly minted MVP, he told Nikola Jokic in the interview, "I didn't think you should have won. Damn."
Joker, as the president of the Big Man Alliance, you are the vice president of the Big Man Alliance. You know I love you, the best player in the league. I want to congratulate you, but I want you to hear from me first. I thought the SGA should have been the MVP. That's no disrespect to you, but congratulations. And what do you guys have to do to get back on track versus Minnesota?
Thank you, Shaq. We don't judge people here, you know, so that's fine. It's your opinion. I'm joking.
No, hey, all good. I love you. I love your brothers. One thing we always going to do is keep it real with each other. Congratulations.
Hickey, do you think Jokic cares? Does he care that Shaq's opinion? Does he care?
No, nor should he. You won the MVP. Whether Shaq is happy for you or sad for you, he's not taking the award away from you.
It's a difficult thing to gather. I mean, this is the part about MVP awards and voting for MVP. There's fatigue. It becomes a part of it. And the reason why Jokic didn't win it last year is because there was fatigue. People could not fathom in their brains that you could go out here and have Jokic win it in 21, 22, and then also 23. We hear about this all the time. There's a lot of players who resent the fact that for the large part, and athletic in a different way, he ain't flying all over the place. It's all in between his ears. That's it. Like, he is a basketball genius. He knows what he's doing with the basketball. He's reading the game, and it's to his advantage. And so a lot of people resent that. But you go ahead and you look at some of these moves and who votes who where and how things get done. Like, what is the MVP? Is it the best player on the best team with the best record? Is it the most spectacular player? It feels like typically there's some marks. Who has the best record? Who's having an outstanding season? Who hasn't won the award? Who deserves to win it again? Like, these are all elements where you just say to yourself, well, what's the criteria? There is not clear criteria. But I'll tell you this, without a shadow of a doubt, I'm not mad. I would have voted Jokic to win. He is the best player. He is the most complete player. Is he the most exciting player? Is he flying through the air like Anthony Edwards, someone who looks like a future MVP? The answer is no. And if we played the game of, well, if we took him off the team, yeah, how about we, that's for most MVPs. If we took Shai Gilgeous-Alexander off the Oklahoma City Thunder, they'd be garbage too. If we took Jokic off of the Nuggets, they would be hot trash on a Sunday in August. These are just the facts, man. I'm not mad at Jokic winning MVP. And a lot of times, you know, outside of, I don't know, Derrick Rose, Magic Johnson, younger players, they gotta wait their turn. That's how it's historically gone. Everybody has their own criteria. Everybody has their own thoughts. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Jokic wins MVP. For the past several seasons, he's been the best player in the entire NBA, and he's currently being rewarded for it. Hickey, you said it was going to be, you know, 75-80% Jokic, and man, you were right.
Really? Oh, I didn't see the voting. Really?
No, I'm saying.
Oh, lucky that he won. Oh, yeah. Damn, I was going to say, I feel smart.
Were you gonna go play lottery?
Maybe. I mean, if I can get that right, then absolutely. Why not play a few numbers and maybe retire tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave the show though. I would keep working.
But thank you. I appreciate that. If you left, I'd be miserable.
I wouldn't do that to you. Yeah. No, I keep the money for later. You know, keep it for a rainy day, let's say.
I'd ask you for some, but that's besides the point. Hey, congratulations to Jokic. No shocks here. Would you have voted for him though? You'd have put him in, huh?
Oh, yeah. I would have given my vote to him for sure. SGA 2, Luka 3 in that order.
Wow. I can't wait to hear Gilbert Arenas tomorrow, right?
Oh, here we go.
Gilbert Arenas.
Here we go.
You know, Draymond Green doesn't say anything bad about that guy, does he?
Not that I've seen. Not that he may prop up SGA if he thinks he should have won it, but I haven't seen him say anything disparaging towards now the 3-time MVP.
Yeah, good for Jokic. Without a shadow of a doubt. This man is now a 3-time MVP in the NBA. And you know what I think? I don't think we'll see him win it again. I think that's done. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, and we are going to take a break. And on the other side of the break, you know what? It's time for a new top six. It's time for a top six list of the best international players that the NBA has ever seen. I mean, the three finalists here, all from outside the United States of America. It's time to look at some of the best players that the league has ever seen from outside of its borders. That top six list is coming on the other side of the break. Tune in, lock in, don't go anywhere. Congratulations to your new MVP, Nikola Jokic. Stay tuned. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.